What's up, what's up, what's up? Yeah, what's up? I know, what's up, whatever, whatever you wanna say it, however you wanna say it. Because, you know, some people on the other side of earth, they say things different, you know, they pronounce things different. Other people on the other side of earth, they have their own interesting pronunciation. So we are all different, if I can put it that way. So WhatsApp, what's up, what, yeah, however you wanna say it. That's how I'm greeting you. How's it? Hola. Yeah, muchachos. Whatever that you want. Yeah, however that you do things. This is your boy, Fearless Eagle. Once again, on What's the Topic? Active FM. I know, it's going to be awesome, amazing, and it's going to go on another level. As you saw the topic itself is Bermuda Triangle. Yes, if you know some things about that, you know which direction we're heading. If you do not know, you got a surprise coming your way, because there's gonna be some interesting things that we're gonna speak about concerning the Bermuda Triangle. Yes, 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 right there. And by the way, this is another amazing episode where I promised Mr. Oliver is gonna be on. Yeah.
What's up, yo? I'm back again.
That's Mr. Oliver,
yeah,
right there.
That's Oliver.
Yeah.
You know.
Doing the most.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually glad to be with you guys once again.
Yeah. We glad. I know the listeners glad. Yeah, I'm also
back,
glad.
You know,
yeah.
We glad. I'm basically part of the family now. You know?
Yeah. He
so,
is.
So guys, bear with me, you know. My mistakes, my flaws and whatnot. You know, now I'm part of the family, so do not judge me.
Yeah, judge him.
I'm
just
back
like
again,
me,
guys.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't judge me. You actually love me. So you better love him as well.
Yeah. Thank you.
Uh-huh. So he's already at home. Yeah, you welcomed him. Yeah. If you got questions, better make sure you ask those questions. But today, we're going to talk about the Bermuda Triangle. I know last week's show, we touched on what Mr. Oliver does, you know, in December. Yes, we touched on what he does, and he mentioned that he's obviously with his family gonna be chilling and all those stuff, so it's gonna be really interesting, it's gonna be awesome. And I also mentioned that I'm gonna be partying, you know, for Christ and turning up and all those stuff. Yeah, so that is what's gonna be happening. Even on What's the Topic, yes, we're doing the same, we're turning up, we're partying. Yeah, we're doing this thing for Christ. That's why we are even touching on topics like the Bermuda Triangle, because you need to understand, when you're traveling, there's some specific areas that you do not need to go. Otherwise, we're not going to know what's going to happen to you. Yes, you will disappear without knowing where you're going. So, did you hear? I felt like I was rhyming, Knowing, going, too much.
One of those moments.
Right there on What's the Topic. It happens automatically. Yeah. So, Mr. Oliver, before we even go into the topic, I almost said into the What's the Topic.
Yeah.
Yeah, which does make sense. It's valid,
yes? Yeah, it's valid. Yeah.
But before we go into the topic itself, what do you think we're going to touch on concerning the Bermuda Triangle?
Okay, you know, personally, I don't really know much about the Bermuda Triangle or whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, the first time I heard about it was actually today. You know, guys, I actually finished high school. You know, don't be shocked. But I've never heard about it. Maybe I did, but you know, maybe it just slipped my mind.
You never really paid attention.
Yeah, you know, I didn't. Besides, I didn't do geo in high school and you know in school.
No, I also didn't. Also didn't.
But how did you know?
Now you see, I'm a person that loves doing research.
Yeah.
So I was always that person that was in front of a PC. So now when you're in front of a PC, you get exposed to information.
Yeah.
Now there's one thing that I do.
That's you know.
I love series.
Mm-hmm.
So because I love series, I always look into, you know, what series to watch. Now while you're doing that, there's obviously some ads that pop up, you know, sometimes. And another reason which is valid why I could have been exposed to it, besides friends, I think it was, you know, while helping other people do their school assignments and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's when now you see this person is doing research on this, you know, specific topic, and then now you look at the intro of that topic, you're like, okay, that looks interesting. Let me go into that. What is this all about, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was friends and the PCs, you know, when you're in front of a PC, you go out.
Yeah,
and
for me, I was mostly restricted, you know, growing up from a PC, because, you know, the internet is actually loud when it comes to visuals.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was restricted from all that. But then besides that, I actually got to learn about the Bermuda about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, jokes aside, guys.
I actually did. As I'm going through the pictures and whatnot, this is actually fascinating.
Yeah.
You know, I just Googled it now, and you know, guys, this is amazing. You know, I don't know. This is when you actually see the greatness of God, you know, through this.
Yeah.
You know, because you know this is something that you cannot explain with your human understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually amazing me.
Yeah. So yeah, you know, that's just a glimpse. That in fact that's an intro of what we're gonna be speaking about.
Yeah.
But now I'm gonna give you time to think, you know, catch a breather. Because hey, there's gonna be massive information coming your way. So here's a moment for you to enjoy the music. So here is Active Worship, Visions and Dreams for you to visualize. Pa! Enjoy.
Hi, this is Manu Giovanni, and you are listening to Active FM. Peace out.
I know you enjoyed that track visions and dreams. Yeah, you are seeing visions, you are visualizing, you know how we do it, right? You know, it's a topic. That's why we create our own dictionary, because we visualize the dictionary, we see the words, and then the tongue twists, and then we put it in the dictionary and the phrases. Too much, man. Sauce. Yeah. So, the Bermuda Triangle. Like, do you wanna, in fact, I think I should do it. Do you wanna tell them, you know, just read a short description of what the Bermuda Triangle is, or should I do that?
Okay, let me go for it. Let me go for it.
So, this is going to be mind-blowing. Uh-huh. It's gonna shock you. So, you better make sure that you are ready for this.
Yeah. So, guys,
this is what it is.
This is directly from Wikipedia, you know. Mm-hmm. So, the Bermuda Triangle, also known as the Devil's Triangle or the Hurricane Alley, is loosely defined region in the western parts of the North Atlantic Ocean where a number of aircraft and ships are said to have disappeared under mysterious circumstances. Guys, can you guys hear how deep that is?
I can hear it.
Yo, just by the definition alone. Yeah.
I can hear it.
Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, I think you wanna continue. Hey, don't you wanna?
Let me elaborate more. You know, he says here, most reputable sources dismiss the idea that there is any mystery.
Yeah.
Mystery, guys. Come
I
on, yeah, you know.
The worst topic,
so we doing mystery, yeah, ministry and mystery. You know, sometimes you know, yeah. So guys, bear with me. So yeah, that's basically what it says about the Bermuda Triangle.
Mm-hmm.
So guys, yeah, that's basically that for now.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it's really interesting. So, yeah, the Bermuda Triangle, basically what they say is whatever that goes within that region, whether it's an aircraft, I'm like thinking, so that means if a bird is flying over that region, they disappear, man.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, you know,
that's what they're saying, man.
You know, if you think about it, actually, you know, I actually think of such, you know, when you think about it, you know, like if a bird flies over it, is it like... A, that's pooling, or is it like what do you call that? Volcano, you know, when a volcano,
natural volcano.
Is it sound because it looks like a volcano, but then happening in water,
yeah,
you know.
So, there's all of these questions that are involved, man. Like, yo, what they're saying is basically what happens is whatever it is that goes within that, you know, Northern Atlantic Ocean area. So there's a specific area where that Bermuda Triangle is. It's basically, the region is in the shape of a triangle. So that's where the Bermuda Triangle is. You know, it starts, the first point is your Florida area, and then going into the ocean to an area that is called the Bermuda area, and then it goes down to your Puerto Rico. So Florida, Puerto Rico, and the Bermuda area, that's where it is. Close to the Caribbean Sea, that's the area, the region there. So anything that goes within that region, you'll never see it come out of there. So if a ship goes there, you'll never see the ship again. If a plane, I'm like thinking, you have a plane flying over. So what? How do you see this thing disappear? Like, do you just see
I don't think it affects the objects flying like high up.
Mm.
You know, cause like, I think there's gravity, but then it's not like magnets, you know, super magnets, you know, forces. Yeah. It's like gravity, you know, it pulls you down, but then like obviously if there's some forces, like, you know, we're holding ourselves up.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, like right now we're sitting.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously we're not falling. So yeah, I don't know if that's logical. You know, I'm trying to make it as logical as I can. So yeah, I don't think, you know, objects that are like high up can pull us down. You know.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. So that's
just a fact, man. Like, just something for you to think about. So if you go into the facts, they actually say there's over 70 planes and hundreds of ships that have already disappeared in the triangle.
So how is that possible, though?
That is exactly what my brain is thinking. Because I'm thinking maybe there's gravity involved, you see.
Yeah.
So like gravity is pulling all of these objects. I think like the gravitational force there is stronger than the one that we experience on our normal land, you know, where we're walking and the rest of the sea, you know. So I think in that area, the force is,
so that means
some other hectic.
That means
pulling.
The law of buoyancy doesn't work there.
Yeah,
you know, this is mind blowing, guys, hearing all this information, you know, in a day. You know, sure. Like, yo, guys, I'm shocked. I'm just shocked.
Hey.
Guys, I'm learning this with you guys. We're learning together.
Yeah, we're learning together. You know, I'm also learning. The listeners learning. Yeah, we're in this together.
You know, guys,
that's how I said, me, Oliver, and you. Guys, we complete that.
I'm part of the fam now, so guys,
We learn every day on what's the topic. So, do not go anywhere. Here's another song for you to enjoy. We'll be right back.
About mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business.
From mobile sales
and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call RapidTrade at 011-493-9755. RapidTrade, ahead of the game.
Yeah, you enjoy that. It was awesome. That amazing track. I know, like, it got you pumped up. It got you moving. You're like, hey, I got some time to think about this. The Bermuda Triangle. Hey, too much stuff right there. And, when you look into the Bermuda Triangle, you know everybody has something to say. So, me, from myself, that self almost went another direction, you know. It wanted to surf, you know, to another word. But, from myself, I think it's gravity. The gravitational force there is stronger than the rest of the, you know, the Earth's gravity, you know, that's pulling. So that's what I think. That's why things are disappearing. That's why if a plane has to fly over there, it's going in, whether you like it or not. So, in my head, I'm thinking, why would you want to fly over there if you know you're not going to come back? So, that's another thing. But I think it's gravity. So I don't know what you think. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's the same, yeah. I think it's also gravity. But then, I think it's a force beyond gravity, man. Because gravity, human beings can handle gravity. Yeah. You know, we actually fight against gravity. You know, that's why we're able to fly and all that. But I feel like it's something stronger than that. Because if planes can be pulled down and sank into the Bermuda Triangle, the hurricane. Yeah. You know, it's something stronger than that, man.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. And Continue, man.
But you know, this is where you see the power of the creator of the universe, man. Like, it's things that are unexplainable that explains his greatness. So that's that, man.
No, that is true. That is true. You know, there were some people that actually interacted into this topic itself that we're doing today. So we had Henry Louis, who actually commented, and this is what he said.
Yeah.
He said, So 2 weeks ago, that's when he basically commented, you know, on this topic. Because, you know, we need to do some review and all the stuff. So what he said is, I have been stuck here since the ancient Roman period. I'm like thinking, hey, dude, you just commented 2 weeks back, but you're saying you've been stuck there. Did you have a device? What's happening there? But yeah, what he's saying is, he said, I have been stuck here since the ancient Roman period and have ascended into immortality. And
deep, man.
Unlimited levels of intellectual capability.
Deep.
I now have access to the soap that kills 100% of bacteria.
Yo.
The cure to cancer and location of Amelia Earhart. If you come here, you will not disappear. 12, 10, yeah, would recommend. 12 out of 10. This guy, so he's so, one of those jokers. Yeah, you see, this guy is a joker. This guy,
that's I think it's Louis,
Henry Louis. Yeah, man, says that he's been there, man.
In fact,
he's immortal, man. What he's saying is, if you have cancer, go there, you'll get you.
Yeah, that's actually my little brother's name, Henry. So I'll just check. I'm gonna check his profile now. Because my brother likes joking around. So I'll just double check.
Is this him? Yeah. Yo, dude, you all know what's the topic, man.
Yeah,
we read about you, man. Yeah. Then the next one, he calls himself Van. You know,
Van.
V-A, almost says other stuff. V-A-N, that's what he calls himself. And what he says is, I spent 5 days here with my family. Hey,
your family,
family wouldn't even want to go there. And it gave, it was amazing. The bones of the
on the floor gave the whole place a different vibe, an amazing vibe. And then, is that an eye there?
Yeah, says eye, man. I 100% recommend everyone going here.
Mm-hmm.
It is the absolute best.
Hey, I don't know. I don't know if you guys know the word shaya. When someone is shaya-shiring you, you know.
It's some story on another level. This is him, man, right there. Think about this. Maybe, in fact, he was listening to visions and dreams.
Yeah.
I see he was visualizing himself there with the family. Gotta know, man.
Maybe it is. What dimension he
was there?
You know, the song, you know, made him imagine. We all get those moments, man. We understand, you know. We don't judge. We are family in here.
Hey.
So, you know, we take you as you are, you know. We don't judge, you know.
And then this third guy, his name, we'll call him Big B. Big B.
Yeah.
We don't want to mention the full name, Big B. So, Big B says, the Bermuda Triangle was so fun. After crashing into the ocean in my plane, I met a giant squid, and I saw heaps of sunken ships, but now I'm dead.
So,
it's still fun though.
So you're reading a ghost comment right now.
You're basically a ghost, so you decided to, you know, get back to us.
Yeah, Big B. Big ups,
Big
man.
Big B, on some other level, man.
Yeah, you know, RIP, but then, leave. As long as you want, but then rest in peace, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know.
Big B, man, is the one, So, those are like some of the, you know, comments on the Bermuda Triangle. If you have a comment,
guys,
feel free to comment. Make sure that you get to us.
Yeah, we actually love interacting with you guys, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we love reading your comments.
Yeah.
You know. And you know, we always like making shout-outs
mm-hmm.
to anyone who comments, you know, on the show and whatnot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, guys, feel free.
Yeah, I'm free right now. I know you're free. Yes, you right there listening to this, you're free. Yeah, so make sure you comment, get to us.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a breather for you to think about everything you just received. Christ Music is hot music.
Hi, this is Todd White, and you're listening to Active FM. And Christ Music is hot music. It's the fire. Jesus' name.
Yep, back right here on What's the Topic. It's been awesome, it's been amazing. We went into the Bermuda Triangle, we saw some interesting stuff, had some interesting knowledge. Some people even shared their knowledge on the Bermuda Triangle. I didn't know there were people that actually have experience in terms of knowing what's happening in the Bermuda Triangle. Imagine there's ancient people there.
I did not even know that there was such a thing as the Bermuda Triangle, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, guys, ignorance is bliss. Hey. So, and then, you know, we learn every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, guys, don't blame me. You know, I'm not part of the family. So, guys, bear with me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, guys, thank you.
Yeah, I bear with you. I'm bearing with you. Hey, did you hear that? Hey, sentence construction. I bear with you. Ah, too much. Yeah, right. You're on the topic, yo. Yeah,
I don't know if you know about the family, guys. I don't know what you guys waiting
for. Phrases. Join the family, guys. Need to join the family. Yo, create our own phrases right here on What's the Topic. It's been real. It's been fun. Yeah, we even had laughter, you know, at the end of the show itself.
Yeah.
So, you know where to catch me and Oliver. Me, you catch me on Nash Workaholic Bobo. That's Facebook, Mr. Oliver.
Yeah, guys, on my social media, my Instagram is Olivier Dot Elonga, and my Facebook is Oliver Jr. Elonga.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The Active FM show, What's the Topic? You can catch it on our website, www.activefm.co.za, and Iono itself. You can catch the different shows that are dead side as well. And yeah, to you who tuned in the morning, good morning to you. If it's in the evening, good evening to you. Afternoon, good afternoon, afternoon to you. Whatever time zone it is, you're cool.
I always love the evening listeners.
Yeah.
You know, when you actually listen to, you know, our show in the evening, you know, you actually have time to, you know, sit back and listen. And if you, you know, you're in your bed and, you know, if you listen to our music, it gives you peace of mind. And you might probably fall asleep while listening to the music.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Awesome stuff. We'll see you next week. Same time, same place. Meaning Mr. Oliver's going to be here next week as well.
Yeah.
So you'll be listening to a lot of Mr. Oliver and myself.
Yes, guys.
See you right here on What's the Topic. Peace out and God
bless you.
Yeah. I rap Jesus, homie.
Active FM. Christ music is heart music. I rap Jesus, homie.